Synergism, the third important factor to dig deep into when choosing an essential oil. Essential oils and medication synergy, part one. Last week I started my discussion on the final of the three factors to consider when choosing an essential oil for mood support and or general wellness. Having knowledge of these concepts combined with the science of our beloved secondary metabolites provides you with empowering insight on how to select the perfect essential oil for your body's unique biochemistry, needs, and health state. To review, these three important aspects include the complexity and multifactorial actions of essential oils, that is, their biological versatility and mind-body effects, essential oils' individualized properties and epigenetic impact, that is, how our lifestyle and biochemical differences alter how essential oils behave in our bodies, the concept of synergy, the present focus. What started out as a simple list has become a typical Dr. Sarah biochemical and mind-body explosion of nitty-gritty details. First, I provided an overview of all of these considerations a few weekends back, which you can read on the link I provided. I also released a more detailed summary of the first two factors last weekend. The topic of synergism is my favorite. It explores why an essential oil is more than just the compounds found within it. Furthermore, essential oil synergy doesn't stop within the oil itself. It also occurs with a carrier oil or the product used with it and when single oils are combined. This is why deeming the actions of an essential oil based on one or a few of its main isolates is not scientific. My articles on hormonal harmony point out the many reasons for this research mistake. Last weekend, I gave an example of how to apply this concept of synergy to fully embrace a healthy summer by using select essential oils. You can watch the video or read the article in the link I provided. Now I will dive into the final characteristics of synergism in essential oils. These include essential oils in combination with medications, three main points, essential oil synergism based on manufacturing, and essential oil synergy within your body. I will start with the first two points of essential oil synergy with medications in this article. Essential oil synergism and medications, three main points, antibiotics and oils. Due to their many beneficial actions, essential oils have been studied to see how they would augment certain medications. Although clinical trials are lacking, many in vitro and several in vivo experiments demonstrate their ability to enhance drug efficacy. Essential oils also have promise for alleviating the urgent threat of antibiotic resistance, which I previously discussed in several blogs that you can read on the links I provided. In a 2014 article titled Essential Oils, A New Horizon in Combating Bacterial Antibiotic Resistance, the authors beautifully outlined three main points regarding the concept of essential oil synergism with antibiotics. First, the authors explain that essential oils' versatile properties make them a novel approach for a new, quote, drug compound, as essential oils would have more than one therapeutic effect due to their many biological impacts. This contracts a drug's mechanisms, which is skewed to act on one pathway in the body. This is its main effect or indicated use, but results in many accompanying side effects. The authors state, various essential oils have been reviewed and possess different biological properties, such as anti-inflammatory, sedative, digestive, antimicrobial, antiviral, as well as cytotoxic activities. These findings have an exciting scientific interest whereby essential oils warrant specific attention because they represent a distinctive group of possible novel drug compounds due to their chemical and structural variants that makes them functionally versatile. If you want a great article that explores not only the microbe inhibiting of essential oils, but their other simultaneous benefits and synergistic effects, a review provides an excellent overview that's a link that I provided. Although it is focused on dentistry, it highlights that the effect of an oil beyond the body and incorporation into holistic care is possible. For example, lavender could be used for calming while potentially impacting microbes beneficially in the oral region. Next, the authors explain that using the essential oil versus the isolate is more potent for acting on microbes. Due to their chemical diversity, the ongoing hypothesis is whether their biological effects are reflected only in the main molecules at the highest levels according to the compositional analysis, or that these biological effects arise from the synergism of all molecules present. In most cases reviewed, only the main constituents of certain essential oils, such as eugenol, thymol, and carvacol, were analyzed. Several reports have demonstrated these compounds exhibit significant antimicrobial activities when tested individually. Dormans and Deans, 2000, demonstrated that the individual oil components, mainly with phenolic structures, were able to exhibit a wide spectrum of antibacterial activity, and the chemical structures greatly affect the components' effectiveness and their mode of antibacterial action. Bajor et al., 2010, pointed out the synergistic effects on the growth inhibition of Fusarium monjacensis, Enterobacter aegerens, E. coli, and Pseudomonas aeruginosa in eugenol-linol and eugenol-menthol combinations. Although the biological properties of essential oils are found to be closely related with their major components of the oils, the amplitude of their effects could be attributed to their high concentration comprised in the original oil, masking the effects of the minor components or when the high concentration components were isolated and tested alone. Thus, interactive functions of the various compounds contained in an essential oil in comparison to the action of one or two main compounds of the oil seems unresolved. The other side of the coin is that whole essential oils exert greater antibacterial activity compared to the major compounds alone. It has been postulated that the function of the main components is regulated by other minor molecules, which help in potentiating synergistic effects. This concept of synergism with essential oils and antibiotics further proves they are balancing to the body and can't be understood based on the action of one constituent alone. Next, I go into the third main point about essential oils and medications. You can click on the link to read it and learn what this concept means for supporting many of your wellness regimens. I'll talk to you soon.